Let's get naked. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Oh, here we are, everybody. Welcome back in to the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Woo!
The biggest show that you'll ever hear.
The biggest little show on the interwebs.
Biggest show east of the Mississippi.
Huge in Perth, Australia.
Absolutely.
Frankfurt, Germany loves us.
Absolutely. All over the world. International flavor.
That's right.
We'll be broadcasting soon in French.
Yeah.
And Afrikaners.
Even La Sacozie?
Yes, you'll soon be able to get that version.
I'm a little mad at France right now.
Why? What did they do?
They voted for the dude in the election instead of the chick that was kind of hot.
Of course, he thought that chick was hot?
Political person.
Right.
If she ran here, oh my God, we got Hillary, okay?
Yeah, we got some ugly bros.
Hillary's face can stop a clock. This chick.
Well, we have Pelosi.
My God, like a supermodel.
Isn't Pelosi kind of hot?
Yeah, if it was 1949, yeah.
All right, this is
Pelosi's
this is,
been I think,
this is Travis here that we're listening to. There's some static in that, maybe. Is it? You think so? Do you hear that?
Yeah.
Little Travis. Okay.
It's the track. Yeah.
Anyway, it's Travis from The Boy with No Name. Is their new album that's out. They're
right.
Scottish band. If you want to listen to them.
Yes, they are.
It's a pretty good album. They were bigger a few years ago. Then they got political, and everyone kind of abandoned them.
Is that really?
They were just kind of a
did
pop
they take
band.
Some time off between albums, though?
They did, but they had their last album tanked, and it was all about how Bush was an idiot and stuff. And which is, you know, I'm not saying that's not is or isn't true.
Yeah.
But you know, when there's a band who's, you know, writing love songs every minute.
Sure.
And then they're trying to do a political thing. It didn't work for them, so that's why Corey and I will never get political. It's all we're the love songs.
Well, Joel
podcast.
Won't get political.
No, we get political all the
what
time.
What is going on?
All right, our guest is adjusting her bra straps, and
I want a woman. I gotta have a woman.
How are you doing over there? Are you all set? Are the boobs in place for the show now?
Yes,
let's
they're all ready to go.
Mystery guest.
Mystery and, guest. Yeah, anyone who read the description is going to know immediately who it is.
Go ahead, put this on.
You're not going to put a bag over our guest's head. First of all, it's 80. I have the official show temperature today. I brought in my little
Did
weather
you really?
Station. Yes. And it's 85.3 degrees in the studio right now.
All right. Well, let's welcome back.
And that's Fahrenheit, American degrees. In Celsius, it's suck my nuts. That's what it is in Celsius.
Really?
Okay, in Fahrenheit, though, it's 85.3. Introduce our guest, then.
For the first time in several months, back again to defend her title as the Corey and Joel hoe-off winner.
The hoe of record.
That's right. The official hoe of record on the Corey and Joel radio show. Cherry Brooklyn, everybody.
Hello, Cherry
hello,
Brooklyn.
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello,
what a startling victory that was, too.
I know. It was amazing. It was definitely a tough battle.
Who was she in here with? You were in here with Penny, and my roommates. Wasn't that the idea at the time?
It was actually just Penny and myself. And then your roommate came in later, but she was not in the competition.
She wasn't in the Penny Penny won the talking portion of that, and I think
that's
lost
a good,
in every other way.
Well. Penny's lippy. That was 69 and 69.5.
Show 69.
Right.
For you archivists out there.
You were on for your birthday. You've been on a couple times, right?
Yeah.
Was your birthday the last time you were on?
Yes.
And then were you on when you told the story about going on the trip with the guy and all that?
Yeah, that would have been
that was another
in
time.
August.
So there was
September.
This is your fourth appearance.
Wow.
Then. Would that be
fifth if you include when you ran into me at the
Pride Fest.
Pride Fest.
Wow.
And she was at one of the live shows.
You're getting into
That's
the Hall
right.
of
well,
Fame.
If you listen to the very first anniversary, you can hear me laughing and then being told to be quiet or I have to leave.
Well, we can hear you flashing too.
Yes, that's
which
true.
I don't know.
I was
you were
dancer.
Dancing and showing your
yeah.
boobs.
I
wasn't. And stuff.
Yeah, well, I danced. Yeah, we were dancing.
You and your buddies were dancing.
You were amongst the stream of tatas that were being ripped out of me.
That's right. Only for your eyes.
Oh, pound it. Yeah.
All right,
that's
honey.
My
well,
snuggums right there.
It's good to have you back. Miss Cherry Brooklyn has made us drinks today.
Yes.
What are these drinks? Describe for everyone what we're drinking.
Raspberry Stoli and 7-Up.
All right.
Mm.
And we got compliments from the guy at the liquor store that this was a good mix.
And it is.
All right.
So. What would you call this one?
I don't think they have a
should
name
have,
for
should
it.
Have a name. You know,
raspberry up.
Yeah. Oh,
raspberry up. Raspberry down. You're very. She's fired up today. Look, she's,
well, you
know
what, she's a performer.
Thing. She was kind of. She was. She seemed a little surly, and now she's got a little bit of liquor in her, and she's a.
The microphone
up.
Is on.
The microphone is
the
on.
The microphone goes off. I go right back to my natural state.
Go right back to being a bitch?
That's
is that what happens?
That's my natural state.
No, no, no. We like you, but you
can't. Cherry's kind of like the Tin Man. Oil can, oil can. Then you drop a little lube through booze on her.
No, she
and then suddenly, woo!
She came in and was
let me show you my boobs.
Just one rejuvenating. Yeah. Like, you know how Aquaman dries out if he's on land too long? And he loses strength. You one rejuvenating sip of Stoli, and suddenly, whoa, you're back. Yeah.
That's right.
It's you know, she was very she was kind of ordering me around a little bit, and now she seems mellow.
Oh my
now.
God, you're so on little your period. I was not ordering you around.
No, honey, believe me. Oh.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy right, meatball.
Forget about you
I
and I.
I do believe you. You know, we're you and I are going to talk about. Us individually.
Us individually?
Yeah, we are.
Us together. Okay.
Some issues.
But we are here. I Corey booked this guest today.
Yes.
The great Sherry Brooklyn today. And said that you had big news and a story and everything.
Well, it seemed like there was breaking news.
Well, she
and being a journalist.
Okay, let's just recap a little bit.
I sniffed out a story.
Her stories in the past was about her mom and her lesbian lover.
The story is she's been gone for 6 months for a reason.
Okay, but let me explain the rest of her stories in the past. Mm. She went on Craigslist and she met guys.
No, Metro Times.
Metro Times in personal ads.
That's right.
She met guys at McDonald's and they spanked her.
Yes.
And then she went on a trip with a fat guy who smoked a lot of marijuana.
Yes.
And was upset when the guy wanted to bang her in the middle of Tennessee or
because
something
he
like
didn't
that.
Shower.
Okay,
and
I
he farted
that.
Wet farts.
All right,
come
I
on.
That.
We've been through this.
I know. Look. I'm just recapping for anyone who missed the previous appearance.
You know, if I remember the verdict originally on that issue, and I'm sticking by the verdict. But if I could amend a signing statement to that,
okay,
it would be that wet farts are uncalled for.
I know. Yeah, and I think ultimately we agreed with her. We thought that she was completely in the wrong and that she probably owed the guy a bang and then ultimately decided, well, the guy might have been just too gross.
No, I think
recently I did call him and tell him, well, it was a drunken night. I did really good drunk dials. I mean, go figure. But, yeah, I called him up and I told him that if he had, hey, you fat furry fuck, if you had taken a shower, I might have blown you.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Well, see how hearts can warm
that's
over
right.
time.
That's right.
See how... See,
that was my reaching out.
See, once you're out of the heat of the moment, you can really...
Yeah.
You can consider
you can look
the
back,
scenario.
Reflect on, yeah. on
that's
your situation
right.
with some distance, some space from that, and go,
exactly.
you know what? I might have blown the guy in the front of the panel truck.
Right. And if he had taken a shower.
And yeah. Now that I have space from Chill's performance in the roast, I can... evaluated for the piece of crap that it was.
That was still awful.
Yeah,
my,
that's true.
My opinion at the time was
you
the exact
the
same
roast.
As it is now. The roast was...
We invited you to the roast, but you
last minute. I love it.
You were invited to my birthday.
At the end of the show, I'm telling you. I'm not going to... Well, here we go.
At the end
I'm
of the
here,
show?
Yeah. I was called and it was like, I guess it was kind of late at night.
I thought I
o'clock.
Sent you a MySpace or something the couple days before. No.
No, it's not
I
in my
I think I did. I think I did.
Well, I'll
our
go
booking
look.
Policy is kind of like a divorce.
Our booking policy
full of gin.
Is
it's like late night dialing. It's like a booty call.
No, here's our booking policy.
It's emergency.
Joel, I don't know when I'm going to have to go see Shrek this week. So cancel all plans until I find out if the screening's on Wednesday at 7. And there's a lot of that. And it's nothing wrong with that. That's what you do.
Well, it's called having a job.
I understand that. But I have a job as well. My job is to do a
yeah,
funny
and
show.
I'm supposed to be the bitter one here.
No. That's why you're sometimes our guests get tossed around in that is because...
You're the sweet nougaty center between these bitter dark chocolate right here.
No. Corey,
no better place to be.
But Corey booked you and told me that he said, well, Sherry Brooklyn will come in because she's got a good story. And I went like automatic, that was fine. Because I was poo-pooing some of the other guests that he had in mind. And then when he said Sherry Brooklyn, I said, I absolutely
I like a woman with meat on a bone.
That's not what I said, but oh, I said...
Hey, I'll
second.
Take it where
I'll,
I can get
I
it.
Said Sherry Brooklyn is automatic. She comes in...
Do I make you a little horny?
Well, that's fine. So...
Well, strip down and get relaxed.
So what is new with you? We last saw you on your birthday. That was like 7-8 months ago now.
No, six.
Six. Yeah. It's almost June. It was November. It's almost 8 months.
No, it was the end of... I mean,
all right, let's not argue. Come on.
It was get 6 months ago.
6 months ago. Fact checking. All righty, come on. So since then, and it was your birthday, and you had your big birthday party.
That's
that,
right, the white trash,
the
birthday
white trash
bash.
Birthday bash. And now, how are things going with you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm single again.
You're single again.
Woohoo!
Now, see, here's what I'm talking about, though.
What do you got in your mouth, by the way?
I got a piece of ice because it's hot as hell in here.
It is warm. It's now 85.8 degrees.
Oh my god. Oh, it's caliente. Hey, hace calor. Anyway, after the birthday show,
yeah,
shortly thereafter, Little Miss Sherry Brooklyn disappeared into a vortex. I had, like, you know, I mean, I, it's not, you know, I, it's not like I've ever talked to you every day, but, you know, I would usually talk to you, you know, every couple weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And then if I haven't seen hide nor hair of you in 6 months.
Yeah.
Except for when I tried to kick your car in the middle of Ann Arbor.
That was right. Yeah.
All
right.
But now we didn't know what happened to you. No, we heard.
I had a boyfriend.
You did, but I thought she was moving out of town and stuff like that.
She did something I didn't think she was going to do. Something I've never in all the years I've known you thought you would do.
What's that?
You got a boyfriend and you crawled up his dick hole and hid for winter. That's exactly what you did. And,
yeah, I kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but that's not
girls
true.
Girls do that, though. They will do that.
But you didn't move out
I
of town
do it all
or anything?
The time.
You didn't?
No, no. See, okay. Here's the deal. He kept asking me to move in with them, and I would say sure, and I'd say 3 months, and then as it got closer, I would push an additional 3 months. And now I am
single. And then it just ended. Okay, well, that's
it is hard to tame this Bronco. This Philly. This Philly's got some kick.
You're
to
not
her.
The first one to say that.
I know. Well, I'm not going to try.
I'm not breaking new ground.
I'm not
here.
Trying that.
So, yeah, no, you disappeared. It's what you did on. You disappeared on me.
I did.
Yeah.
I was gone for a while.
Yeah.
She was out of radio contact. We could not get
home. It was literally the signal went. Signal went dead.
Niels was in town and we tried to get a hold
of
her.
Niels was ready.
Oh, yeah. Just so you know, Niels, when I'm talking about the German who likes bondage and latex, I'm not referring to you. There's more than one German in the world.
Oh, okay.
That is very true. There are approximately 49 million Germans living in the. Wait, I don't know.
But you know what? He was staying down at the Travel Lodge on Woodward. He was very lonely. And Nadia, who was often the hoe of record on the show, when you're in your absence.
Well, you know, there's a dispute. I'm going to give the title to Brooklyn because she's the only one that won a contest.
We can do a new
hoe-off. Well, Nadia and her have never met.
I'll do a new hoe-off, but Nadia's been on injured reserve for a long time.
I can bring in a hoe.
Really?
That'll knock all other hoes out of the water.
I understand that.
Cookie.
But Nadia was...
I've seen some of your friends in
action. That's right. Well, Cookie could...
Who is Cookie?
Cookie is the queen of all obscene.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you've talked about her in the past. Mm-hmm. But you know what, Nadia? Remember, like, I took Nadia's bra off on the last show she was on? And that was, we had a good time with that.
That was the first time you got to, first base, second
base? Oh, yeah. Why are you giving me a hard time, baby?
Because I'm good at it.
No, I'll show you a few things. I'll show you some tricks.
He's a man now, Jerry.
I took off her bra.
Really?
He's a
man. Did he lose his, Jerry?
You know, you are such a fat piece of garbage. What are you talking about?
Look, none of us in this room have any room to speak about anybody else's weight.
This is my, point. I'm just saying, I have, anyway, let's
the
go.
Three
let's
of
talk
us
about you.
Exceed the ride limits.
No, hold on.
Cedar Point.
We're gonna do 10 minutes on Joel's healthy sexual appetite.
No. We're not even gonna talk about that. We're talking
every
about
day,
Sherry
right?
Brooklyn.
That's what? A healthy appetite.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, a couple times, three times. It's what I would prefer.
Three times.
Three times.
I could do
day,
3 times.
7 days a week.
All right.
Really?
Yeah, that works for me.
That's usually my problem.
See,
Joel
does it like what, 2-3 times a day?
And he was probably masturbating with great gusto and enthusiasm.
I would be, but...
And good for him for keeping it in shape.
Oh, I kid.
Yeah, because Corey's relationship is the greatest of
all
time.
It's a delight.
And Corey, Corey's never called me and complained about the girlfriend. That's never happened, ever. One day that might happen. I have no idea what that will sound like. But
Corey,
one day.
You're in so much trouble.
Everything is wonderful and sunshine and lollipops.
It is really great.
Every day,
this guy.
Yeah.
This guy walks on a rainbow. It's unbelievable.
But I don't disappear.
Yes, it's true.
I am still available. I still answer my phone.
Uh huh.
You go off to some hidden island. You really
did. I did.
Yeah, you did. You got way into that thing, didn't you?
I did.
What happened?
Which is uncharacteristic for you. Because,
I know it is.
You know, usually
I'm usually the bitchy pushy.
Yeah.
Do what I say. That's why it didn't work out between me and the Dom.
Well, men are like a can of Fix-A-Flat for you. I mean, they use them and discard them. So,
yeah. But I always leave them in better shape than they came to me.
All right. So what happened with this?
Really?
I do.
Would you say that this last relationship you had was maybe the most serious of your life?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say so.
You'd say so.
She's all grown up now.
And then what happened?
We were friends for many, many, many years before we tried to date.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that didn't help. You think sometimes that you think that would be
a good
thing.
Well, apparently, when you go from being someone's friend to their girlfriend, things change.
Okay.
All your credibility, all your street cred, all the time you put in, all your efforts in the past go out the frickin' window.
Really?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
How so?
Well, you know, I'm.
You had equity. You had a certain amount of equity.
I did,
built in,
and that was gone. I got treated as if I was some sort of. you know, aggressive, mean, overbearing, manipulative asshole. Which I only do that to my friends.
I am shocked by that. I can't believe. Oh, I see. So only your friends.
She's not an asshole.
Oh, no.
No, I'm a cunt.
Hey. Wow, so the guy really, it really got.
She
did
said it,
it,
not me.
So did it really, did it really get ugly? Did the guy
it did. There were times when
did
it got
fights?
Really ugly. Yeah, there were times
was
when
there
it got really ugly.
Was there physical fights? Was there
No, but there was a lot of packing each other's stuff and putting it out.
Are you a guy? Let me ask you this. Like, if say you and I were in a relationship or
no.
we were living together. Okay,
I'm never dating another tourist.
Forget about it. Would you be throwing my stuff on the lawn?
No, I take my stuff. I pack up your stuff. I bring it to your house, and I take all of my stuff.
But say we lived together in a house. It was equally ours. Would you throw my shit on the lawn?
You a-hole.
Would you do that to me?
No, what I would do is I would make it so uncomfortable that you couldn't stand being here, and you would leave the house for more than 3 days, therefore legally turning it over to me.
Oh, wow.
And that's what you learn in real estate.
Okay.
3 days is all it takes?
Yeah, three nights. Three consecutive nights of not being in your home. And you lose your rights to your property.
Really?
Yes, wow. And you can also contest prenups in the state of Michigan. They don't hold up.
And now, was this guy was that his deal there? Was that he was going away, or you were kicking him out? Or
no,
but
no,
you
no.
weren't living together, really?
No, we weren't living together at all.
Okay.
No, he lives out in Ann Arbor.
Okay. Well, but maybe that's it. Maybe it's a distance thing.
No,
that's, like
that's
35
worked out
miles.
Really great for
no,
me.
No, you enjoyed that?
Yeah.
But what about getting all that sex that you need three times a day? That wasn't a hindrance to that? Because sometimes, you know, a girl can live down the street and, you know, not give it to you.
Yeah, that's true. But, see, usually, it was unusual in as much as that I've never dated a local guy, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to go get my new white trash boyfriend.
Yeah,
right now.
There's something going
on.
Some kind
of calamity is going
on. You can ignore that. And, let's just, all right,
come
let's
here,
just ignore
I got a Budweiser.
No, because someone will come. Someone will climb up the wall of the house and come in here.
If you shook your booty out the window.
No, believe me, we're not doing any of that.
Well, good golly, my God. They're throwing out a perfectly good white woman over there.
No, we're not doing any of that. But the longest.
That's good for me. I need my space.
Really? So if you dated a guy.
How much space do you need? I'm going to think like Utah. Would
yeah,
be
kind
about
of.
The
I
amount
need
of
space, space. Yeah.
So, like, if you're dating a guy, like, how often would you spend the night at a guy's place?
Well, we did it quite a bit.
You
actually,
did it well
yeah.
with the distance, and that has.
No,
to,
I would
no?
just go out to Ann Arbor. That was a thing. I'd go
well,
out to Ann Arbor,
Ann Arbor
for weeks
and it's
at a
hard
time.
To, yeah. So that's why you disappeared.
And I don't have phone service out there.
How do you not have phone service in Ann Arbor? There's only
it's my excuse. Shh, Joel, stop.
Oh, okay.
Logic.
All right.
Sure, I can go to. I can get phone reception in Bryce Canyon. Oh. In Utah.
Corey's phone doesn't work in the Corey and Joel studio.
That's a good point.
That's it.
My phone works great in California. No. Maybe
does anybody else need a touch-up or am I the only lush
we might,
tonight?
We might. You go ahead, though. We'll do it in shifts so I can talk and you can drink. But yeah, sometimes being in a relationship with a chick is... sometimes being too close is bad and sometimes being too far away is bad.
Well, let me tell you.
Yeah?
In my past, they're usually non-American born. Don't live in the state.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, God, who are these guys?
You have the sketchiest dating history I
like,
have
what
ever.
Kind of guys? Were you dating, like, Muhammad Atta or something? Or what are you doing?
No, mostly
did you lose
Europe.
Any boyfriends on 9/11?
Mm,
no.
No,
any exes?
Mostly Europe. Mostly Europe. Well, some Canadians.
Okay.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
That's Luigi, her fourth boyfriend. from Genoa, Italy.
But now, were you accused of things in this relationship? Was the guy mad at you?
Were guys using you for a visa?
No.
Were you green card pussy?
No.
Was that where you were?
No, see, I like the foreign guy that's not here because then there's no real commitment, right? They're here for like a while. You have fun. It's great. It's all the high life. Then they leave.
God.
And if you schedule things right, you will have your next foreigner come in when the other one leaves. So it's just, you know, days and days.
Do you have like a planning office where you work this stuff out? You go,
yeah, I do have an assistant.
You know, here's my thing. And I don't.
I have an assistant pussy. Really? If you go to my MySpace and you look on there, I have an assistant pussy.
Oh, brother. Anyway, so
I can use one of those.
But my thing with you is like, why are guys
your thing with me? What's
why
that,
the
Joel?
Foreign guys? Listen to me. I'm gonna explain.
Okay.
Why the foreign guys? Because I know guys who date like foreign chicks, and those guys are all desperate. They're all losers. Like, I know a guy, like, I mean, we know a guy.
I know a guy
whose girlfriend
who flew to America to watch a podcast.
All right, shut up. Live. That's not what I'm talking about.
Oh.
There's, like, I know a guy. Like, I know a guy who's got, like, a. Remember the guy who, like, had the girlfriend in the South Pacific? And
yeah.
Stuff? Well, I mean,
that's the same guy.
Funny comedy.
No. But I mean, like, guys will do that. Guys are really desperate, and they'll be like, well, my girlfriend, you know.
No, they were never my boyfriends.
No?
No, they are not my
God,
boyfriends.
God, that is an elite. That's an elite.
Like, we know a guy that goes to the. He guy who never. I don't think has ever gotten laid here as long as I've known him. But he goes to the Dominican Republic, and the guy gets laid like crazy.
Well, because they're all hoping that they bring him back to his.
I guess,
home
but
country.
I mean, but I'm saying guys like that seem desperate to me.
Now, there's.
Okay,
and you seem like you could get a regular guy.
There's more Triple Crown winners than actual Amy boyfriends. I mean, Cherry Brooklyn. Damn it, I blew it.
You're talking about your girlfriend, Amy.
Yeah. She's never touched anyone before. She's
no,
pure
really,
as the whitest
so
snow.
Corey unwrapped her. Took the shrink wrap right off and dove in.
The accent gets ya. The fact that they're not going to be here for that long gets me.
Really? Now, where do you meet these foreign guys?
Let's see. The last one I met at a Tigers game.
Really?
He was so cute and shy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like
What's
that.
What's the pickup line?
Hi.
Well,
I just walk over and say hello.
Is this Cherry Brooklyn I have heard
or
all
the
about?
One, yeah, well, the one before that offered me a Drambuie. Really? And the one before that was dancing really cool in the club. And the one before that was, I think we met in the middle of Woodward downtown. Like,
man,
you know, whatever,
I feel
wherever.
Real good, brother.
That's your response? Is that?
Close. But what it is that they're willing to talk about things that most American men don't care about.
Yeah.
You can get into philosophy. You can get into stream of consciousness. And they're doing
really?
It with their accents. They find you fascinating because you're an American woman with European values.
So
they fuck like nobody's business because you're not going to see each other again for a while. And it's a good time. They leave. You don't have to worry about forming a relationship. And then they come back. And if, you know, usually if you play your cards right, you get to visit other nations.
Wow, okay.
Now, has this worked out for you? Is this like this?
In the past, yes.
So this is like hoes abroad. This
That's
is like
right.
hoes across the ocean.
A hoe exchange program.
Right.
Is that what this
is
was?
This that really?
If only they had one that really worked, I would let some hoe stay at my house while I went to Germany. That's where I'd go right
God,
now.
God bless
you. Now, German guys? Mm. Really? You're
we,
into
we can hook
guys?
You up in Germany.
No. He's not into latex and bondage.
Actually, I'm not sure that that's true.
I'm sure the neighbor is. Sure, he's only got to go down to the hall to, Gunther, I have one for you.
Germans.
Does he live in Stuttgart?
Frankfurt.
No, but Germans traditionally are into oppressing other people. So I could see that it's not hard to find
a guy.
That's
the only man that's ever been able to dominate me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
The German man?
The German.
Really? Do you want to be dominated?
Only by the German. No, I tried, remember, with my Metro Times ad, and I ended up pinning the guy down and spanking him with his own belt.
Was this like Czechoslovakia? Did he annex you, or was it like Poland and he blitzkrieged you?
Blitz.
Okay.
Wow. Because, see, I don't think I would want to dominate you. I don't not really.
You couldn't.
No, but I mean, I don't think I would. I don't think I don't know.
Joel's actually a tender, cuddly bear.
I'd want you to blow me and stuff, but then we could cuddle. Does that count at all for anything? I mean, maybe that doesn't.
God,
sound,
your technique.
Does that sound romantic to
anyone? Is peerless. Wow. It really is.
Now
it's,
I know why he's not quite single and not quite taken.
Oh, stop it. I'm believe me.
What did I once tell you, Cherry Brooklyn?
Many things to be careful.
Exactly. But what's the first step?
Use my mind.
Use
my brain.
You gotta control this.
I gotta control. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That
what
was
is this?
Great advice. Oh my God, that was such great advice.
No, but I'm saying with you.
No,
it's
seriously,
like,
that was so great. I wish I could tell the story that goes along with it, but
well, whatever.
I won't.
Like my
it's not my story. I can't tell it, but it was fantastic.
But my thing
and
would
every
be
time
like,
I look at her, all I can think of is.
What? What's
yeah.
All right.
Oh goodness.
Oh God.
Wow.
These two. I'm sorry. No one's getting this. Not even
this
me.
Is
and
some
I.
Inside
apologize.
Material now.
This is some inside
and,
pitching.
How often do you get it, though? Really?
How often do
Corey,
I?
Well, you're in so much trouble.
With you, not often. Not often enough. But with you, you know, I think I'd want you on top of me and stuff. I think I'd want to mix it up.
See, that's
I don't
the problem.
Be
that's because you're lazy.
My
love. Let's be
honest.
I mean,
yeah,
I, you know, I
that
mean,
was the problem with this guy.
This guy
it
always wanted
like,
you on top of him?
I had to initiate. I had to be on top. I did, you know.
Well, but
I mean
we would
usually,
switch it up.
Here's the deal.
I'm saying with me, we would switch it up. You know, sometimes you'd be on top. Sometimes you'd be on the bottom.
But here's the deal. You absolutely have to love eating pussy all the time.
Please, look at me.
That's a requirement.
You think I don't like to eat? I mean, look at me. For freaking... You know what I had today?
Eating pussy.
I love eating pussy. Let me tell you something. Call me a wackadoo. See, some guys are grossed out by eating pussy. I had a KFC biscuit bowl for dinner. And let me tell you something. Nothing's grosser than that.
Wow,
thing.
Let me tell you. That makes me feel really warm and fuzzy.
That was horrible.
Any woman's cooch is going to be compared to a KFC dinner bowl.
Biscuit bowl. Which,
that's right, ladies. They're lining up outside the door here.
I believe we've coined a new term on the Corey and Joel radio show.
Which is what?
I'm going to munch the biscuit bowl.
The biscuit bowl, yes. Corey's down on the biscuit in the biscuit bowl. I like the biscuit in the biscuit
really?
Bowl.
Really? You got to get to the biscuit in the biscuit bowl.
The biscuit's right on the side of the biscuit bowl.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And there's a lid on the bowl.
But there's so much slop around the biscuit bowl.
There's too much corn in the biscuit bowl. That's my problem with it.
Now I think you're in the wrong bowl.
No. It was in the bowl. It was in the bottom. Anyway. No, I would definitely, I can definitely please a woman. There's no problem with that. I'm very good at that.
Then why are you single?
Excuse me a moment.
All right, shut up. Look at you. I love
the confidence.
The Valentino over here.
I can please
here.
A woman. Yeah.
The balding, overweight, 30-year-old guy over here thinks he's a cruise.
Like we said earlier. Sure.
Joel can please a woman.
Nobody in here has any right to say anything about anybody else's
Joel
weight.
Can please a woman. He can stop calling her.
Oh,
that's
fuck
exactly
off.
How he's...
believe me. Please.
Oh. And thank you.
How's that?
Would you like another?
Yeah, why don't we make up another one?
All
here
right,
we go.
Here we go.
Another, making another drink for me.
I'm sorry, Brooklyn, the bartender today.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get to the bottom of what happened with Cherry Brooklyn's relationship.
I do. I'm sorry, I bust your nuts.
Yeah, don't bust my
nuts. It's my thing.
Sure.
It's because they work so closely together.
Look, I do all right, but you could probably stretch across, you know. Most of the Midwest, arm in arm, the girls that have rejected me. Probably from, I'm going to guess from like Ohio.
Yeah, I mean,
the Midwest.
To probably Wyoming.
Let's try New York to L.A.
You're going to stretch that out? Well, it's possible.
Well, my thing.
Oh,
hands across America,
exactly.
Baby.
Oh, God. Hand jobs is across America. That's actually, that's what it is. They all locked hands across. They just all locked hands to avoid jerking me off. That's what it was. Ooh. So that their hands.
But here's my thing, For me, I feel like my relationship with women is that I'm.
This is gonna be good.
No. I feel like I am, and I'll be honest and candid about this. I think I'm intimidated by women in many cases.
I can see that.
And that I'm not very good. I'm good at. Here's what I'm good at. I can get a girl's number. Like I'm good at that. But yeah. I'm not good about calling them. I'm not good about getting the dates. And I'm not really in.
Well, if you
that,
called them, you might get the date.
I know, but I'm not. I'm not good like that. I'm too concerned about
what?
How it's gonna be. I kind of think of it like it's comedy, like it's a show. Not in the same way, but I'm very performance oriented when it comes to stuff like that. And I always feel like
dating,
I'm not good.
You only have to worry about the performance in the bed. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
You can make
and I'm
laugh,
but see, that's the thing. I'm good at
anyway.
The beginning. I'm good at meeting somebody. I'm good at banging them. It's just the stuff in the middle I'm not good at. Oh. And I'm kind of mental about stuff like that. I'm mental about calling people and stuff like that. I always feel like I'm a douche and I'm always wrong. And I have a real hang up like that.
That kind of sounds like my ex. You really need to get some self-esteem.
Well, I do. And I feel like I would get laid more if I was more aggressive about it.
Probably.
Like, here's the thing I know. I know a guy. Corey knows
Joel,
a guy.
Joel, you want to know something?
What's that?
Every now and then, say what the fuck.
That is good.
What the fuck gives you freedom? Freedom brings opportunity.
Yes. An opportunity. And I think it goes on, but yeah. Corey could have.
Anyway. An opportunity brings you pussy.
Exactly. And that's a new shirt that we're printing up at the Corey and Joel Radio Show. We're going to silk screen some shirts.
And by the way, all of you fantastic fans out there, you can certainly buy a poster autographed by Corey and Joel.
We have posters. And you saw them.
Cherry Brooklyn by special request.
Cherry Brooklyn, yes. If you would like a Cherry Brooklyn autograph
I'll even
poster.
Paint my boobs and stamp them on the back for an additional charge.
Wow. Fellas, you can't beat that offer.
But, so I feel
like... In fact, I'll sign Cherry Brooklyn's boobs for an additional dollars and no cents. And
send me. But I feel like that's my thing with women. Is I feel like I would be getting laid more if I was more aggressive. Like, I know a guy I was trying to...
It's not necessarily being aggressive. It's being assertive and having confidence. Like, a man with no confidence is a big turn off. But you know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah.
I know a guy who gets laid all the time.
I have way too much confidence. What's my problem? No, I don't have a problem.
But, you know, we know a guy, like, who, Corey knows a guy I'm talking about, who gets laid, but we found, and we found this out even more than he's admitted to, he will ask any chick out, he'll bang anything that moves. He asks a million girls out. You know, gets phone numbers all the time.
What's funny is there's a couple guys that could fit that profile.
But you know which guy one we're talking about. And this guy actually gets laid. Yeah, that guy. Exactly.
I know which one you're talking about.
I know.
But
I mean, so he just like, and it's like, it's a weird thing that the guy does. And I'm like, wow, how does he do this? Because you know he gets turned out a lot. And we've met girls independently who have turned him down for dates and stuff.
It's carpet bombing.
He really does. He has this weird thing where he just asks out everything that moves.
Yeah.
If he sees a chick that's just got a pulse
He's got the basic U.S. military and Vietnam strategy. It's just pepper everything.
Yeah.
Drop daisy cutters and see if something hits, you know.
But is that a good strategy? I'm asking you as a woman here.
It might work for you in the beginning for you to work up your confidence, because that's what it is. It's the confidence. It's the look, even if you're terrified to talk to me, don't act like you are, because if you do, then I'm just going to treat you like
smell fear.
But how often would you, as a chick, like guys that would ask you out, like how often would you go out with guys? Like if a guy asks, like say you give a guy your phone number, he calls you,
I'm not going to give somebody my phone number that I wouldn't be willing to go out.
Okay, so how many times do you not give out the phone number then?
Quite often.
Really? So you tell guys no?
Well, I don't let it get to that point.
Oh, okay.
This is Joel at the bar.
I'm so nervous. I'm sweating like Mike Tyson on Jeopardy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't let it get to that point. I'm usually, ha, 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 nice little combo. Oh, there's my friend. Goodbye.
Here's the truth of the matter, and I'm going to be honest about this. Okay. I never say nice things about Joel for good reason. I think Joel's actually kind of a shy guy on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And Joel is actually nice, and he worries about how he's going to be perceived.
I think that's my big problem. I think Corey, as in all your dickery, I think you fit on something.
Okay, but here's the deal,
I do care what people think, and I feel like that
to
way...
To a certain extent, that's okay. To a certain extent, that is okay. In general, do I come across as a complete asshole? That's all you have to worry about.
Well, okay.
And if you don't, if you're a nice guy, you know that you have good qualities, you know you're a loving, tender type of guy that's going to give the woman the attention that she needs, then you have the confidence over the assholes out there that they're all running around. And believe me, the bitches that weed themselves out chasing the assholes that are fucking everybody, you don't want anything to do with them anyway, and you don't want to be cleaning up that mess.
Okay, because
that mess comes with a couple of kids and a bunch of baby
all
daddies.
Right. Wow, look at you.
Well, that's first of all, my rule number one is single moms hit the door.
No, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. I agree with
No, would never date a man with children.
I tried that one time, and the kids liked me more than she did.
Well, and then the thing is, you like the kids, and then you kind of feel like, well, I'm hanging out because of the kids.
Hey, we're going to the gym. We're going to the gymboree. You know, we're going to go play frisbee. You know, then I'm like, I'm being snookered here.
Well, thing with that,
you went from the boyfriend to the babysitter.
Here's the thing. Yeah. The thing with the single mom is that you'll never replace the kid.
No.
The kids, whatever.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're married or you date the single mom. When you get married and you have children, you will never replace that.
But
child.
But at least you know what. At least, but if you're the father of the child, you've at least built a little bit of equity.
Right.
You're already in the house.
Right.
When you're coming late, when some other guy inseminated,
and then you have some other dude in your relationship.
Right.
Which is not cool.
You're like a farmhand who gets hired halfway after the crops been planted.
That's right.
And you don't have
any... But that's the thing. If you're dating a single mom, you might have a whole night planned. You might be spending money. You might have, you know, like real good Prince tickets or some shit like that.
Damn.
And that kid will get like a runny nose, and you can forget about your pussy. And you can forget about all the money you spend getting things ready.
Brooklyn,
because these chicks will just blow you off.
Don't a lot of your friends have children?
I do have quite a few friends that are single moms.
You're like the one survivor.
Me and like maybe one other woman. But
you're like the one chick at the end of the Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
Last of the Mohicans.
Like, yeah.
But here's the deal, though. The friends of mine that are single moms don't let you meet their kids.
Really?
They don't want you to have anything to do with their kids.
Well, because
they are more likely to be looking for a casual sexual relationship on Friday or a Saturday night.
Okay,
really?
Than any of the other women.
Well, that's a good point.
Let's post their profile.
Because here's the thing about single moms. You know that's good is you know they put out. That is the one good thing about a single mom.
Someone's been there.
Yeah, someone's already plowed that field. You know,
sometimes.
They're putting out.
Several someones have probably done some prep work.
Yeah. So that's the one good thing about the single
depending
moms.
Depending on the, you know.
You know they're ready for action.
Yeah.
So that's the one positive.
The pump has been primed.
Yeah, but there's so many negatives to that. So I agree with you on that.
So does it get weird you out that all your friends have babies and you don't?
Not really.
I mean, I know you don't want one, but
no.
It seems
see,
like
what's nice about it
your
is
your inner circle, like your closest friends, have kids, right?
Yeah.
From what I've experienced,
yes,
most of them, except Cookie, the queen of all obscene.
That's right.
heaven forbid a child should escape that devilish womb. That little Dante's Inferno
that
inside.
That would never. She would never allow that to happen.
Yeah.
All right, but now that you're single and we're talking about these,
little man in the boat would harpoon the baby on the way out.
Pretty much.
From the hook inside that.
Would you say you're looking for something? Are you wanting to be out there, or is it like, are you?
I think you're
right
free
now?
At last, right? You feel like you well, just did 6 months in the wilderness, and you're like back home.
Because some girls,
yeah, back in the city, that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Give it up.
Because some girls will like get single. Yeah. And they'll be like, all right, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to hit the town. And then some girls are like, I'm done with guys.
I know
how I'm going to shut down for
see,
a couple
is,
months.
This is what happened,
I know how
right?
Brooklyn rolls.
I got off that horrible trip in the tin can van in the parking lot of Walmart.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, I came home.
Yeah. Chronicled on our show previously.
And here's the irony, right? A friend of mine and I had started walking, you know, at night because uh-huh. I'm trying to get back to 98. When I liked my body the most,
oh.
and when I'm that,
oh,
then I'm
pounds,
usually
but
naked.
The year.
No, the year okay. 98, and when I'm a size 6, I spend most of my time naked. So I'm trying to get back there.
98, okay.
So anyhow, yeah. We're walking, and she said, "You're so happy. How are you so happy?" And
I remember
I said,
you putting pictures of yourself skinny up on the refrigerator.
Yeah,
to
nude,
be like,
nude skinny pictures.
You're like, I'm gonna look like this.
Yeah, that's yeah. right. Yeah, right, hey, go. By the way, so I'm back at home. The church pew's on the back porch, and I have a full bottle of vodka, so you need to be stopping by.
I don't need to be stopping by anywhere.
Yeah, you do.
But
no,
Joel,
my friend Walter came by with sushi. We looked at some
really?
Internet porn. Right. It was a good time.
All right, well, the hot tub's ready to go.
Maybe there'll be a group outing.
There ain't no... So, I got bocce ball in a hot tub out back. So
I got
we'll
to the point
time.
Where right. masturbation was boring. Like, I was tired of masturbating. Okay. It's like, I'd rather just go to bed or go do something else, right? And I was exceptionally happy. And then I got a boyfriend.
Oh.
And then I started having sex with
we
him.
We use a large vibrating egg.
That helps. Okay.
That does help. Yeah. The bullet, let me tell you, ladies. The bullet. So, and my friend actually wants to become a sex toy party seller or whatever, so... Which, whatever.
Why don't we have your friends on next week?
you kind of. I've been trying to get you to do that for a little bit, but
no. Anytime you want to bring them up, second half of the show. If
okay.
you can get somebody over here.
Okay.
We'll set up another.
Well,
mic.
We are going to take a break in a minute. But so you were saying you went. So where?
So
are
I was
you
really
now?
Happy. I got a boyfriend. I was unhappy, so I decided to go back to being single.
But you went. You were getting laid like tons, right, with the boyfriend? I would think.
No, because
I would think
he
you
had,
would want it. No,
he had body issues.
Really? The guy? Wait a minute. You're saying the guy
with body dysmorphia? Did he have...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, he didn't feel that he was sexy or like the way he looked because he
really?
Was a little bit overweight.
Oh, who cares what you look like? Who
That's
cares?
My point.
But my, but
when
my,
my
thing
eyes
is like,
are closed, I'm
so,
not thinking did, about you anyhow.
Was that... Is that an... is that an... wow. So
oh,
that's
you, an... The look of pleasure. You're so proud of yourself on
so,
that line.
So that's an issue for you in that... That's I true. Thought I would think that as a girlfriend, if someone was going to be your boyfriend,
uh-huh.
that they would be really busy banging you. They would spend a lot
they
of time.
They should be,
but this guy wasn't.
No.
So I think that's the. I think we've come to the root issue here. I think we've gotten to something.
Well,
here.
That and because like all right,
I,
here's
I,
the deal.
I deduced what this problem was.
He totally
here's
the, something
okay.
you don't have any control over. Whether you're born with it, acquired, who knows? But. There's something in me that needs to be with a man.
All right. That was the problem.
All right.
That's
the
problem,
the point
right?
is, the point is this. This guy couldn't satisfy... The guy wasn't banging you enough. And so whatever qualities he had were being diminished in your eyes because he wasn't giving you enough sex.
Well, that and things are like double standard for me. He can be a dick and right. It can be okay and glossed over and no big deal. I do something kind of dicky and all of a sudden the whole world's falling and I'm the worst person in the entire fucking world.
Wow.
Done.
Let
if
me
he
ask
was
you
fucking
this.
Me more, I'd forgive it.
Ah.
A lot can be saved with sex.
Let me ask you this. Wow. Outside of, say, Peter North or Ladder Company B of the Detroit Fire Department, who could bang you enough? You know, really.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
I would need, that's why I always liked the rotation. Yeah.
So you would have your Monday night pussy and your Tuesday night penis and your Wednesday dick.
Did you label them? Did you have a little, like, tag?
Well, I don't give them names. That's the deal. But you had, like, weekend dick. There's the German, there's the Scotsman, there's Frenchie, there's the Canadian. Nobody gets a name, a real name. And,
but did you rotate them out based on, like...
What would Joel's name be? Would,
I don't know. Let me think of
Greaseball?
I want to make sure it's good.
There's a balding guy in a Planet of the Apes t-shirt sitting next to you. And I'm sure that's hot for you, but, okay, that's fine. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and I'm going to punch Corey in the face.
That's okay.
And then we're
gonna
going to keep
going. Seriously, what's with the hostility here,
He's
Joel?
Being a real dick right now.
Really?
He's very...
I think it's just the Taurus being sensitive, like all you Tauri. Really,
here's the sensitive thing with Corey. Corey is the greatest. Corey's got the greatest relationship, and he's, you know... He's Mr. Superman and everything's perfect in his world.
I never heard him say that. Nah, so but, why are you but, saying that?
The greatest
bitter tone.
Of my life.
Because and see, he's such a dick.
Bitter right, party of one.
No bitter.
I guess. Well, folks, we'll be back after the break with more exciting entertainment from Jerry Brooklyn.
Yeah, Jerry Brooklyn will be back.
And Corey
Hall. We're going to play some. This, what's the name of this song? It's a good song. I want to plug it.
Called Selfish Gene.
Selfish Gene.
This is my theme song.
Yeah. This is a good song from Trav. We got a little Motown feel. And we'll be back with more of the Corey and Joel Radio Show right after this song.
Well, I don't expect a miracle. Not asking you to change.
Corey and Joel Radio.
Welcome
back. Wow, that was quite a
very informative discussion in between.
We were talking about the fall TV.
Oh,
the spring.
Did you see Bionic Woman's coming back?
Yeah, Bionic Woman.
Yes,
I can't wait for that.
That's exciting.
But yeah.
I just hope she comes with her own vibrator.
Where did you meet Mr. Wrong?
I met him 1998 at
a Halloween party. Yeah.
You got to get on that mic a little bit, honey. You can move it towards you.
At a Halloween party in 1998.
Do you want me to move it towards you a little bit if you want to relax?
That's okay.
You've had big black tubes coming at you before, so just get ready.
Yeah. Well, that's what I decided before I got with him is that I was going to start dating black guys.
Oh, please.
Wow.
I know some black guys we could hook you up with, but I don't know if
Are
you want
Are they
wanna...
decent?
You know, what's a decent black guy?
Shake that ass, bitch, and let me see what you got. Just shake that ass, bitch.
I mean, you know, that's...
what you got. Just shake that ass.
I think you'd be a big hit amongst black guys. I think black guys would love you. I think you're. Like, there's some girls who I'm sure. I know there's girls that like I know girls that go with black guys exclusively because white guys just aren't that into them for whatever reason. Like, I know girls who are, you know, they're a little heavy or whatever, and white guys aren't that into them, and then black guys love them because they got a big ass or whatever, you know.
Black men have loved me through all of my sizes.
Yeah.
And I can still pull some white man tail.
No, absolutely. I don't think you're one of those girls. I mean, I don't think it's like, I think these white girls that think they can't get white guys anymore could still get white guys, but I think mentally they feel like black guys are just that more aggressive and they feel like they want it more.
At your thinnest, you still had booty.
Oh, hell yeah.
No, Amy's very attractive. You're not to that point.
What are we talking about again?
Well, just the chicks that I know.
Cherry Brooklyn,
of course. Well, I'm talking about your girlfriend. Black guys would love her.
They really would.
Do black guys love your girlfriend, Amy?
I'm sure they do, and I just don't
You just don't. I don't see your girlfriend being around blacks all that often.
Well, that's why we take her. That's why we take her nowhere near. Yeah,
you don't take her downtown.
She lives in Troy. I don't know.
You went to
the Star South.
You went to Belle Isle the other day. You didn't take her.
Yeah, we eat a lot of dinner in Ferndale and Royal Oak. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
I took my current date, Bree, out, who was on the show a couple weeks ago. I took her out to Belle Isle, and she goes.
What were you thinking?
No. Because it was. We had the same birthday. I don't know if I told the story on the air or not.
Oh dear God.
We have the same birthday, and so it was our birthday.
That's horrible on the current.
We both
charts,
are born on May 8th and whatever. So
yeah,
we go
same
out,
year.
No, I'm older than her. She is, of course.
Of course.
She's 16.
Everybody loves
no,
the
I'm kidding.
Tail, including me.
But anyway, so we go out, and I go, we're downtown eating dinner or eating lunch, and I go, let's go to Belle Isle. It was a really nice day, so we went out there. And she goes, oh, they have a beach here. That'd be nice to come to the beach at Belle Isle. And I go, if you go to the beach at Belle Isle, they'll never find your body. That's what I told her. I go, those black guys will hover around you. You've seen
yeah.
Three. You've seen what's going on with that. That black guys will all be all over that.
They would find Natalie Hollowell faster than I swear to God.
Yeah, she would be prime victims. That's why it's like I could never go because black guys would be hitting on her and then I'd be fighting black guys and
why?
I'd lose.
It doesn't matter who's attracted to your woman, it's who your woman is attracted to.
Well, she's attracted to me right now.
That's a very wise point.
Anyway.
I concur with the Brooklyn.
But anyway, so yeah, I could see you as one of those. I see black guys all over.
How about
over
we call you Cherry Ferndale? Because, you know, I'm anywhere near Brooklyn.
Sure.
Yeah. Cherry Ferndale. Well, we're going to need a correspondent. We're less than a month away from Pride Fest.
Yeah, that's true.
So we could use some female tail to help us out with that.
Try and herd some tail in.
Well, whatever, because we had the great Kiki with us last year.
We really need some gays on the show.
Well, we had Kiki. We can get a gay.
I have to tell you something.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, but have you guys noticed the bus stop in front of the new Affirmations building and how retardedly constructed that is?
No,
and
I haven't
used that non-actual word.
This is a bus stop on 9 Mile.
Yeah, and it's in front of the Affirmations.
I noticed there was a glory hole in the bus stop.
It's gay and lesbian.
And I thought that was a little odd that there would be a hole in the side of the bus stop.
Well, it's the roof is ridged. But it's also on a tilt.
It's ribbed.
It's tilted. Yeah, but it's tilted so that when you sit under the bus stop and it were to rain, that the rain would be directed right kind of at your feet to get you wet.
Oh, okay. I don't know about that.
Poorly constructed.
I'm sure the gays and lesbians are having
But it looks pretty.
That's a gay thing, though. You wouldn't understand it.
Didn't we ask
it
a gay...
pretty.
Didn't I ask a gay guy if there was a glory hole in the Portageon last year? I think I did.
Yes.
You got that question. But we might need Cherry Brooklyn seriously this year for Pride Fest.
No problem.
Because I think I'm going for full media credentials this year, Corey.
Are you really?
I think I'm going to get a hold of Councilman Covey.
Councilman Covey.
And I will be getting and maybe we can get whoever's performing on the show. It'll be
amazing. He's a really great guy, but if I see him one more time in his tight white muscle shirt. Like cruising around late at night.
Did I tell the story on the air
about City Councilman Covey?
I was at the bar the other night. I'll tell you exactly who I was with. It was people from the show. Mike Lundy, the great comedian, who we've had on many times. Brother man, black guy, proud black man.
Is he single? Is he decent?
You're not dating Mike Lundy. Hold on.
Let me get him on the phone.
No. We're not going to get Mike Lundy on the phone. And then I was with Penny, who was on show 69 with you.
Yes.
And we're all at Danny's.
I saw her at a derby.
Did you really? Okay.
I got Lundy right here on the phone.
Hang it up. We'll talk to him later. And we're at Danny's Irish Pub. You know Danny's. We're doing a show and he's calling people. You understand? This guy's all over the place. I'm trying to focus here on a story. And we're at Danny's Irish Pub. And there's a gay guy in there that I kind of know. But not really.
At
Danny's, there's a gay guy in there.
So there's a picture of Mike if you wanted to check
him out. And the gay guy goes, what are you?
Too old. He's
like
25.
You're not dating Mike Lundy. If you are, you're going to do it on the show anyway. So shut up. All right. Listen to me.
He's like 26.
Yeah, Mike Lundy.
You go on a date on the show?
Yeah, you and Mike Lundy
maybe
are going to do it on
maybe
the
we'll,
show.
Maybe we'll put them all in gorilla masks and you'll have to pick a black.
Yeah, maybe we'll do. Yeah. You want to do black.
Gorilla masks? Wow, Corey.
You want to do the black.
I'm very progressive.
That's a level that I wouldn't. No, I thought we'd put them all in overalls, Corey, and I have them out here.
We put them all in cowboy straw hats.
We'll put them all in the backyard.
With no shirts.
Yeah. But anyway, we're at this thing, and there's a gay guy there. He's a waiter.
Cash would love that stuff over there.
There's a gay
I'll
guy
that much.
At this place who's a waiter at this restaurant we know.
Yeah.
And he comes up to me, because there's another gay guy that I'm kind of friendly with. And anyway, this other gay guy, this waiter guy, comes up to me, and he goes, you know what? He's like, you're hot, and I always thought that you had a big penis. That's what the gay guy says to me at this bar. Now, how am I supposed to react to the gay guy?
You take it as a compliment.
I guess so.
I have a giant
but
cock.
But Mike
you'll
Lundy
never touch.
Starts flipping his fucking wig about how I should have punched the gay guy in the face.
Oh yeah, I'm not
because
dating
the black guy, the gay guy was insulting me. And it's
insulting
like, and
you?
Go,
he's telling you you're an attractive
go,
guy with a giant cock.
Yeah,
how is that an insult?
And he's like, well, he's hitting on you. And I go, yeah, but I'm not gonna bang him. It's not like he's hitting on me and I'm going to be all of a sudden go like, well, geez, I guess I better bang this homo.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't thinking that.
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like but I mean, it's not like that. It's not like just because the guy's hitting on me, I'm going to go bang him.
That's right.
I mean, I'm not gay. This guy's gay. I'm not going to fuck this guy. But
let
he was all
ya.
Angry. He was all angry about this gay guy hitting on me. It was
that's
very
too
funny.
Bad because it's just a compliment.
That's what I thought.
That's
faggot stuff.
Well, it sort of is.
You want to call it by its name, that's strictly for fags.
Definitely.
I would love to have a gay on the show, and that's our goal for Pride Fest.
Well, I'll get this guy. That's what I'm saying. Maybe next time I see this guy, I'll invite him on.
That's too bad.
Because
that's
he's hot for me.
I have a friend.
My friend moved to Celebration, Florida. He would have been on the show in a minute.
Isn't that the Disney community?
Yeah. Disney, I believe, owns the FCC.
Disney owns a lot of stuff.
I think Disney owns the FCC.
It's his whole town that Disney owns in Florida. Celebration.
Which I find interesting that they're okay with a whole bunch of gay people living in Celebration.
Well,
and they're Disney.
Tom Monahan, who owns Domino's Pizza, wants to open a Catholic town.
Yeah, I know.
Where there's no condom or booze, so
he's already
he already has
Ave Maria.
Right. He wants to build his own Catholic town.
And
you would never move to that town,
Corey. You know,
I couldn't. I'd burn.
You and I know again.
You'd cross the town border and catch
burst
fire.
Into flames.
You and I know a gay guy who went to Ave Maria College. Do you know the guy I'm talking about? There was a boyfriend of a guy that I know
very
well.
Oh, really?
That guy went to Ave Maria, yeah.
Well,
and that guy, and first of all, is that guy the very definition of gay? I mean, is there a gay? I mean, that guy was real gay.
Outside of Ian's earring, I can't think of anyone gayer.
Ian's earring seemed gay on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, God, did he ever.
We don't know that he's gay. By the way, he lost. Apollo Anton Ono.
He was beaten by the real queer.
Yeah, Apollo Anton Ono.
The real queen.
And that
Apollo
little
Ono.
Hot Juliet Huff chick that was on there. Mm-hmm. I looked her up, by the way. 19.
Who's,
19, that chick.
Was
Joey
Fatone the runner-up?
He was like second place.
Joey Fat One?
And Layla Ali was
speaking of gay stuff.
Yeah,
we're not
Dancing with the Stars.
We're not TiVoing Liza with a Z. Joel caught up on...
I've described why Dancing with the Stars is not gay.
It's gay.
It's gay, anyway. But you can enjoy it as
a straight
man.
I liked it, too, so don't get me wrong.
You can enjoy it as a straight man. But anyway.
Ave Maria.
So, Cherry Bookman is on the... So should guys email us to get a hold of you, or what are we going to do? I mean, are you interested
in that?
Somebody
should buy me a bike.
Really?
I'll gladly go out with them if they buy me a bike.
Cherry, I think I have a remedy for your problem.
What's that?
I've got a couple entries right here. People have sent us emails through Craigslist Detroit.
What?
Looking at Craigslist, and I think I might have found a man for
you. Did you really put
Dr. Clittlefinger has an orgasm in his hand for you. I enjoy masturbating a woman. Playing with her clit, watching her as she slowly warms up and becomes excited. Feeling her go from closed and tight to swollen and engorged.
Sounds good.
Yeah, is it so far so good?
Sure, why not?
I get off watching her wiggle with each wrist and turn of my fingers on her clit. I also enjoy the soft glow that comes to her face as her hormones start racing to turn in her body.
Sounds good. Why not?
Looking into those bedroom eyes feels as she's hotter and hotter. So that would work for you?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Dr. Clitterfingo, let's send her an email.
Her.
Him.
Him. He doesn't.
You get so upset about these things.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. You just start reading Craigslist ads randomly.
Well, I'm just looking for one that might be
I know.
For
I'm
you.
Asking her what she wants from guys. What are you looking for?
I'm not really looking for money right now.
How about Stroke in the Park right now, 31? How about that? Linkin Park.
But, I mean, are you looking for guys? Are you out there? Do you go to the bar? What are you doing?
Yeah, I go out.
Yeah.
I mean, I go out. I'm not necessarily saying, like, I'm going to the bar to find a guy.
No, but I mean, but some girls, you know, they get out of something and then they'll have an embargo on their pussy.
Well, I don't
like,
have
their pussy
embargo.
Goes on lockdown for, like, 90 days. And,
I don't hate men. I don't have an embargo.
No. Okay, well, that's
I'm
good.
I'm not bitter. And honestly, I'm not even mad. You know, I'm just kind
you're
of.
You're not mad at him?
Nope.
You're not mad at him at all?
No, nope, that's
not
how
mad
you
in
know.
General, really?
That's how you know, and it's really over.
Now, was it all
not even mad? Okay.
Now, who was the
wow?
Who was the one who? Who was the one who actually did the breaking up?
Me.
You did all of it. There was
me.
No
me.
None of it was him.
But
no.
He sort of pushed you to this, didn't he?
Yeah, I kind of got irritated.
He saw it coming.
Actually, about a month ago, I told him, I'm like, I need a break. I took about a week. I was like, things need to change. This is what needs to happen. He didn't even make it a full month, which was his probationary time.
So,
and he failed, and therefore he's gone.
So he kind of saw it coming, you think, or not really?
I don't know. I don't care.
But, do you think he knew it all, or, I mean... He was completely shocked by it, or
I don't
he kind of
was shocked by
okay,
it.
Okay, so he sort of saw it coming a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest about it, I'm okay. I'm not mad, but he's completely crushed, heartbroken.
Yeah,
and
I was gonna say, was the guy all upset? Because
yeah,
because I've been all of that.
I feel a little bad for him.
I've been
because he had to date
he's
you.
A nice
first
guy.
Of all,
he's a really nice guy. He is a really nice guy, and he's quality, and he's just not for me. So, ladies,
I saw
you
guys
want
together
a quality
like
guy
a week ago.
I know.
and then when did the hammer drop?
Well, yeah, how fresh is this thing? It's Wednesday. We're recording this. When did this?
Not even a week. It
when
was
did
like
this
today?
Go down?
Was it like,
are you serious? This went down today.
Yeah. Really?
Well, you haven't even had time to be.
No, but I'm not mad. I haven't been mad the entire time.
Well, the fact that you're coming here, I think, is sort of... I mean, here's the thing. Girls have broken up with me in the past, but they haven't gone on a radio show the same day and talked about it. And now that would really piss me off as a guy. If a chick that I was dating went on a show and was talking with guys and dissing
today?
Them, on the fucking day?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The more I think about it, I think, what did I only see you, like, 4 days ago?
Oh, I didn't realize this was that crazy.
It was the weekend.
Thursday. It was his birthday.
Oh, my God.
It's taken us an hour of this show to figure out how nutty
she is.
So it
was like less than a week ago.
So you're kind of, wait a minute.
No, she's out of her goddamn mind, and I've done that for you.
You know what? Here's the thing. Cherry.
Cherry. Yes.
Yeah, we thought you were normal. You're out of your gourd. This just
happened. Who thought she was normal?
No, but
why
I mean.
Why am I out of my gourd?
I mean, this happens
I'm
today, and
it?
The next thing you know, you're talking to Corey, and you're coming on this show.
Hey, he read I was single, gave me a call. I said, sure, why not?
You should explain that a little bit.
No, I have been friends with Cherry for a long time. And she disappeared.
I've known you for longer than I haven't.
Right, you're
okay.
You're
sure.
Actually that old. Yeah, we're about the same age.
Yeah,
and we've known each other at least half our lives.
More
so.
Than.
Yeah. So anyway, wow. And I just she crawled up this guy's dick hole and disappeared into a black abyss. And then I was checking around and I saw a little.
Why didn't
I saw a blog post? I clicked on
and you're lucky because it reads, "I'm single, but don't ask why. I'm not going to tell you, not even you, and don't ask me out because I'm not going to date you."
This is the psychic rapport we have.
Well, yeah. She's on here and she's kind of revealing all. But
well,
I'm
just saying
that.
I broke up. I didn't get into
that's
any
very
details.
Candid. No, but I've asked you a million questions.
Need
another? You've kind of answered them all.
Me, please, would you?
So, I don't know. But, I mean, that's good. You're drinking a fifth of Stoli or a third of a fifth of Stoli anyway.
That's
when
right.
All this, when all is said and done. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you can find some. Maybe this is therapeutic on some level.
Well,
coming on here and talking to maybe.
It's a lot cheaper than my actual
bigger
therapist.
Losers. Are you in therapy?
I was in therapy before I broke
yeah.
up.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We went together.
Did you?
That was another thing.
Was it couples therapy or was it like your thing and he would just
go?
No,
it was couples therapy.
And whose idea was it to go?
Of course, it was mine.
Yeah.
It's always the woman. And he hated it. Hated it. So I told him he no longer had
therapy
to go.
Couples therapy? Oh, that's
bad. Hold on. 6 months and you're having couples therapy?
Yeah, I know. I was trying.
Are you kidding me?
But listen, he didn't want to go. He said he hated it. So I told him he doesn't have to go. And then he picked a fight with me about not having to go anymore.
Really?
Wow.
Okay, this is what I'm dealing
couples
with.
Couples therapy after 6 months. That's not even... No, first of all, honey, six...
It started back in January.
I didn't even, like, start clocking until 6 months.
It started back in January.
All right, she's been doing it for a while.
Oh, my God.
But, I mean, so, but did you...
Was,
did you?
It's like 3 months.
3 months into it, you were having
3 months
therapy?
You made him go. Wow. Now, did you...
You made him go to couples
the
therapy?
The deal. The problem... No,
let me be honest.
Okay.
I didn't even start clocking until 6 months. Like, 6 months is a trial period for me.
Well,
it doesn't
even
count.
Here's the situation, though, is the problems, the issues that I was having are not unique to him. They're the same issues I have in every relationship. The issues he was having with me are the same issues that he has in every relationship. So I thought if we went there together and we were to be able to try and figure out, like, better ways to communicate and express ourselves, that it might work. And it did at first, and then he just decided he didn't like what was going on because he didn't like having to talk.
Yeah.
He doesn't like talking, sharing his feelings, or
really?
Saying he doesn't like to tell me when something's wrong. I am more than willing to try and do the work.
Right.
If you just let me know what's up.
Well,
but he doesn't want to let me know what's up. So it's like a big secret. And then he starts telling me that I'm thinking or feeling a certain way
really?
That I'm not. And he acts like
now,
I am.
Now,
and
did
I just
you,
can't do it.
Let me ask you this about the therapy. Did you send him to the, did you decide that this was a good course of action because you thought that maybe there was something more to this relationship?
Yes.
This was more serious than other things, and you thought that you wanted to make this one work?
Here's a shocker, and Corey will probably fall over in his chair, but I actually...
Look out, Corey.
I actually thought that this would be the person I would marry.
Ooh! girls make a lot of bad decisions, Corey.
I have never, ever thought that in my life.
You've never been close to that.
No. And I also, my theory has always been that I get married when I retire, and that's about 65 to 70, and I have a 35-year-old boyfriend. That's been my stance. I don't have children.
Right.
My friends have children.
I remember
one time
you were slightly bent out of shape after a breakup with a guy because, quote, unquote, he was the best box muncher in town. And you were upset about that. And that was like the you were like, not that you liked the guy,
no.
But you were like, damn
really?
It.
He was. He was the best pussy eater ever. And I've had lots of pussy eating.
Now, what did this guy do that was so great with the pussy
eating? I don't know. It was just really
he was
good
just good?
Yeah,
really?
I didn't like to kiss him because he kissed like he ate pussy and it was all wet and slobbery. But eating pussy with that
he
kiss
was real good at eating pussy.
Fantastic.
Hold on. He kissed like he ate pussy.
Well,
That I want to know about.
Well,
it was just
it was
like
slobbery
really?
And all over good. And his tongue was everywhere.
I've heard him described as hamburger mouth before. It's just like
yeah, kind of, but yeah. He was really good at eating pussy, and he had like a small dick, so the anal sex is fantastic. And
the
he knew all about
great.
Reach around.
No, wait a minute!
Well,
oh, wait! Hold on a minute.
That's why she's a star in this show.
Now
folks.
What? Now is the anal sex? Is that a big thing for you? Is that important? Is that a big?
I do enjoy,
but
anal
that's
sex.
A that's a regular thing.
Hard.
If I
wouldn't say every day, but
no. But I mean,
if a guy nice.
Says, "I don't really want to fuck you in the ass," is that a problem?
Yeah.
Yeah, a guy's got to fuck you in the ass.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's
I like to be fingered. I like to be. I like to be fucked up the butt.
Okay.
I love oral.
Oh.
I used to bring guys home.
Intercourse, penis in vagina, sex.
What are the neighbors
and that's
think
vanilla.
About this right now?
But here's the deal. I used to bring guys home from, and my friends were all thought I was a superstar because I'd bring guys home. have them go down on me.
Yeah.
Then tell them I was tired. They should leave and don't bother leaving a
number. Oh, that's a little cruel.
Yeah, whatever. I was younger. I don't care.
You know what? I wouldn't go for that.
Well,
I'd slap you around a little bit.
That's why you're you.
You know what? You can. You
that's
can,
why you're with Amy.
You can sit. You can sit on a pole. You know that?
Oh,
you bitch!
How big?
She wants Amy. She wants a piece of Amy.
No, I don't.
We
no.
can get that going. We could do that.
You want
she
that?
She seems like a perfectly
no,
nice
she's
lady.
She's a wonderful, wonderful.
I don't want. I don't want her sexually or
no. But
angrily.
I mean, you know, maybe.
When are we recording the real show to damn it all over this?
Well, that's very candid of you. So anal sex has got
to
be part of the menu.
Yep, it's definitely got
and
to.
Frequent...
But he was really good, and I told my friends after like we kind of ended it, he left. He broke up with me, which is like one of the few times because I think,
this is the guy
I think
who
he picked up on the fact that I was only using him for oral sex.
This is the good, no, okay.
And,
I don't mean it's for fags.
Well,
that's
and
my boo-boo.
I told him to, I had a couple of my girlfriends call him up because I told, and I was serious. I mean, this is the kind of pussy eating that I was willing to share with girlfriends. And I told them, and one of them, you know, Brie, called him up and was like, I heard you the best. And then that was the end of that. He wouldn't talk to me anymore.
She called up.
Yeah, I had a few of my friends call him up.
Is this the same guy I'm talking about?
Requesting his.
And you,
I had a few of my friends
this
call
is post
him up.
Post breakup.
Pre and post.
Oh, pre.
And
before
post.
The breakup, you had your friends call.
Well, before
and say,
the breakup, I told my friends they all needed to do it, and I had one of them talk to him about it when we were all there in person.
So he was with you, and you recommended that he go down on your friends.
Yes.
And you're shocked that this relationship ended.
You know, girls could do that a little more often. Sure, I might enjoy that.
I mean, come on. I'm telling you, sleep. I have attractive friends.
You wouldn't enjoy banging
you,
some Amy's friends?
I'm telling you, go sleep with
be
my
honest,
attractive
be honest.
Friends.
Be honest. That's a good thing.
I gotta.
You know what? It's all right. I'll catch it on show 123. Thank you, Corey Hall, for being part of the show.
Thank you.
We'll catch
go.
You next time. No, you've done 122 great shows. You don't need to finish this one. Go ahead. You're done. I'll let you off. No, you're fine.
I'm tapping out.
You're fine. It's good. I'll take it.
I'm tapping out.
I got it. From here.
I can't answer that.
No,
question.
But you know that's
I can't. That's unbelievable. No, now, first of all, I would never break up with you if you offered me that. Well, actually, I've seen your friends, so maybe I would. But
no, not some
I'm
of them.
Kidding. I like some of your friends. I've known you so long; it's been forever. I've watched them grow.
Yes,
I've seen them develop.
They grow.
Yes, your friends. That is.
Oh, stop it.
They are. My
but
friends.
You would.
I know.
Oh boy! So you, wow! But
that's
guy,
unbelievable. So now, he got all skeevy at this offer. He freaked out about this.
Yeah, he didn't like it.
Now I know this guy, and I
you know Mr. Good Pussy Eating.
I do know Mr.
Do
Good Pussy Eating. Yeah, not,
really?
Like I said,
that's
know,
how I think.
That's how you met Corey, maybe?
No. I don't think I actually met him through you. I met him
Nigel
through his
Rosenblum.
Ex-girlfriend, and that's right, Nigel.
You met him through Nigel.
You met
did you know
Nigel
that I was
Rosenblum.
Nigel's first makeout?
I did
in
know
a
that.
Bed.
I did know that.
You wouldn't. I mean, you okay? You wouldn't. That
he
was,
also made out with your.
I know.
Hold on.
Let's just. If you haven't made out with my cousin, please send your emails to please. Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
So yeah, okay.
I can't email you.
But Mr. Good Pussy Eating, this.
Oh, there's a revelation.
I don't even
she
know.
She can't. She's made out with my cousin.
Oh, okay.
Back
oh
in high school, God. In front of a guy to turn him on.
Mama Lucian.
The same guy no, that no. she sucked no, his dick no. while she, I was right. away.
Can I tell you that I literally was leading caravans by bicycle in junior high over to her house. Like, friends were like, yeah, let's go hang out at your cousin's house. I'm like, yeah. And then then when we got there, I realized what was going on. I'm like, God damn it.
Well, one of her brothers has asked me to do a whole photo shoot of him as a vampire.
Okay, well, moving on.
Now we're
all
really
right.
up each other's ass wow. here. Okay, let me ask you this question. Let's go back to Mr. Good Pussy Eating.
Okay.
How does that end if it's so good? What happens with
he did not like the fact that I was so into the pussy eating.
Really?
Yeah.
He did it. He was good at it, but he...
He would loved it. It was fantastic.
But he didn't enjoy doing it himself?
No, he did. But what happened is that he felt kind of the fact that I was just really into it for the
you
sex.
You were selfish.
He was fun. Yeah. No, I reciprocated. Mm. I was good. I'm probably one of the best ladies this side of the Mississippi.
I doubt this guy will ever listen to the show, but I feel bad because he's a decent guy.
Well,
he is a nice guy.
Well, hardly yeah. say anything bad about the guy.
The problem
no,
is,
actually, we should post his...
believe me, do a whole show about how good I am in bed. Somebody come forward.
I think he's married.
He is.
Yeah, so we can't...
He's married in California.
Otherwise, I would post his name and address because... Women would respond
no,
to this.
Well, hate you. His wife is a lucky woman.
Oh, well, that's good. That's
and you. No, let me get into this. You told your friends to like call him and ask for services or what?
Yes.
And he didn't take you, and you had a, he had a clear, like he had a green light from you.
Yes.
You were the third base coach waving him home.
Yes.
And he said, no, thanks.
Yes. And it was right shortly thereafter that he broke up with me.
And this, and this was just for carpet munching.
Yeah.
Okay.
He told me, well, and anal, I'm telling you, the anal sex. The vaginal sex, you couldn't feel it. The like, anal sex, it was good.
His penis
didn't hurt.
Was
he didn't have to have any prep. And he knew all about the reach around.
Wow.
Oh, I'm in so
well, she has
trouble.
Said the guy's penis was small.
Why
so
are
that's
you in
a
trouble?
Negative.
You just said he won't listen to the show.
No, not him.
Of course.
No.
But, okay, but the guy. Okay, so this guy had, this guy broke up with you. Basically, he left you.
Yeah, he said we were too much alike.
Oh, okay.
That was
well, that's
his
too
excuse.
Bad.
I don't know what.
Because
that means.
He too liked anal. And
I'm willing to wear a strap-on. I had a boyfriend tell me one time that at some point in my life I'm going to wear a strap-on, and I kind of think he's
rock out with your cock out.
So you
I
haven't.
He might be right.
You haven't done that yet, is what?
No,
you're that's well, something.
There's only
left.
A couple of things I've never done.
That's what I was
wear
say.
A strap-on let me and had sex with a woman. Those are the two things.
Let me ask you this:
done.
Have you done this? This is a Craigslist entry. Ladies want to hold it while I go.
Oh,
looking for
that's
woman
nothing.
To hold my cock while I pee in the woods.
That's nothing.
No, that's nothing.
I have to go
that's
right.
That's a Tuesday afternoon.
Look, there's 8 minutes left in the show, and I have to go right now. So we can make that happen if anyone's...
Really?
If anyone is interested. I want everyone to pay attention to the fact that he said, if anyone, not me,
Joel,
anyone.
I was referring to our listeners.
Do you want me to hold your
yeah,
pee?
Yeah, come on, Corey, if let's go.
Is this going to be the double pee mic injury? Is
I think I'm a little drunk right now. I must say, for the record, though, that
do
we...
Do you need a refresher?
We did have a female offer to do the pee mic for us, and we turned it down.
Pee mic?
You turned
it
down.
I thought it was going to be
mic?
Too skeevy.
Pee on you know, the
this,
mic?
This
maybe maybe Cherry Buckley could do the pee
this
mic
this is what's
for
amazing.
Us.
The guy dresses up in a clown costume and smokes blunts with 400 criminal reprobates and at an open-air picnic and then goes, I don't want to feel skeevy.
No, the girl was a very nice girl that we had on. Should I say who it was?
No, it was Andrea the intern.
Andrea the intern came on,
so anyway,
and she goes, I'll do the pee mic.
She was going to pee?
She goes, yeah. I'll do the pee mic for you.
Andrea a little
if you
quiet mousy from the time that I saw
no,
her?
No, that was what was that girl's name?
Lauren.
Oh, that was Lauren. Andrea's kind of like that, though. She's in the same ballpark.
Yeah.
No, but Andrea was on the show, and she was like, I'll do the pee mic. And I go, God, I don't feel comfortable doing you the pee mic.
Special bonus where people would have paid 99 cents. Believe me, there are those out there.
Yeah, but I wasn't. I felt bad doing that.
My mom knew a prostitute that used to get paid to go shit on a guy.
Oh, well, that's...
What?
Hello.
You got some stories in you.
I do.
Oh, my God. Well, we've heard it all today, folks, haven't we?
I don't know what else to talk. I mean, geez, we were going to go over the TV finales and stuff, but fuck all that.
Now,
I mean,
let me ask you. Yeah,
Desperate sucked. Grey's was great.
Desperate was terrible.
It was.
I had to watch that.
Horrible.
I was made to watch that, and
horrible.
It was not good.
What did you think of The Office?
Office was spectacular.
Was, yeah,
Office was pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
One
yeah,
of the, it was great. Yes. It was good though.
Yes.
It was one of the best.
Best one.
One of the best series.
Okay,
season finales.
I
think they could have ended the series on that.
They could have.
I disagree and thought it was very good, but not up to the very best Office episodes. It was
really
good.
But the only thing that gets me is why is the intern who like does so shitty?
Yeah.
Is it just because he has an MBA? But
exactly.
Anyways, but it was hilarious. I love that.
That's the we're injustice of life.
We're done.
Yeah.
Kelly?
That, I thought it was a terrific, one of the best episodes.
I thought it was very good. I was a little, I was, it, you know, whatever.
I thought they had two solid weeks in a row with the with the picnic thing and the whole.
No, it was very good. It wasn't, I didn't think it was the greatest thing I ever saw, but it's fine. There's more to come, and I like The Office. Thumbs up for that.
Sure. There will be 30 episodes of that next year.
There will be,
which I think they're pushing.
30 half hours is what they'll be.
Well, there'll be 24 half hours. No, wait, it's 5 hour shows.
Yes, there'll be 20 regular shows and 5 hour shows coming to a total of 30. Half hours. So.
Okay.
Anyway, no, but let's talk more about you.
They had a bunch of hour shows this year anyway.
Your pussy getting eaten and all that
let's
stuff.
Talk about Munchin' Box.
Sex, baby.
With
let's
Cherry
talk about
Brooklyn.
You and me.
Now, what
let's
do you want? What's good? What is good? Now we've got it. We get a lot of lonely guys on the show. What is good pussy eating involved? What is it? What does it involve?
And what
do
is
fingers?
This guy,
okay, let me ask you a question.
What did Mr.
Yeah, what did he do better than most guys?
He was like really wet. His mouth was very wet. His lips, he... You know, kind of suctioned around.
So he used
it.
Lips.
Okay,
and
you
tongue.
Don't have to go fast. First of all, you don't need to go fast.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay?
Sucking on is kind of good. A little vibration is good. Like if you go, wait.
If you go
yeah,
what?
You do
a Bronx
that, cheer. If you do that,
wait, hold
that's
on.
Nice.
Just by the sound of it, which one do you think sounds better? Joel, go ahead, do yours. Which one?
Oh,
you have the length, but he's a little more intense. So
okay, all right. Well, that's fair. Duration versus intensity. These are fair things to judge.
So that's good. And seriously, you need to have your fingers in the pussy.
You gotta have the fingers.
Eating.
You have the G spot.
That's really? Right. Up, you gotta be doing that.
Can
while
I tell you this?
It's,
is it how many fingers usually? Is it? I think
two.
Is it two?
You start off with one until it gets real wet, and then you go two.
And it is in a come here motion. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yes. See, I know.
And
about
if you
that.
Have some lube. 3, 4, 5.
Oh, okay. So the lube would help get in there.
Yes.
But guys don't have to go deep when they're doing it necessarily.
Not necessarily.
It's actually pretty shallow. It's pretty close in there. Yeah.
That's true.
Okay. See, I know about that.
Good for you.
Yeah. See, I'm not all, I know what I'm doing.
Me, yeah.
I know my way around.
Wow.
I know my way around.
You know your way around like... I'd like to make you come and then cuddle you. 47.
I think I said that earlier in the show.
From Plymouth.
I'm not 47.
I'm sure that doesn't say friend.
No. I'm not 47, baby.
This guy sounds like your guy right here.
Yeah, 47, yeah. Mm. I think you go with a lot of old guys, don't you?
I have.
Yeah, you
but
have.
But I've also gone with quite a few guys that are younger than me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever go with like a young high school guy, like 18, 19?
18, 19. Yeah, I was 19.
You probably, yeah, okay. Now, young guys not good at it, or is it...
The nice thing about a young guy is that they can continue, they have the endurance, and they try really hard.
Oh, okay. Well, that's lovely.
And they want...
They
want instruction. That's nice, too.
Really?
They're open to suggestions.
You can teach them?
Yeah.
You're like a docent.
Any guy that slept with me is a better lover because of it.
Ooh.
Let me tell you.
Really?
That. Okay. Yeah.
The braggadocio for this one.
No, like it's you not invented... bragging. It's just confidence.
I'd like, I'd like to introduce you to the woman who invented Snatch. Cherry Brooklyn. Like you were the Mount Olympus of Snatch.
Yeah. I make sex more fun.
Now, can I ask you this?
Not very good.
On the same topic, are you very orgasmic? What can get you off? I mean, obviously the oral, you're big on that, so that can get you off. Can you get off from just vaginal intercourse, the regular penis?
Yes, depending on the position.
Okay, so penis and vagina works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Anal
makes you come, too.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, anal makes you come.
Let me tell you.
Anal makes her come, Corey.
There's some stuff going on back there that is
it hot? Is it hot in here?
I gave you, it's actually now official Corey and Joel rating.
90 degrees.
87.1 in the studio right now.
And that's
sweating.
Just from our talking.
I am sweating balls over here. God, this is unbelievable.
You're sweating like a fag eating a corn dog.
I really am.
Are you sweating like Mike Tyson on Jeopardy
right
now?
I really am, yeah. I have those drops.
Anyway. But Cherry Brooklyn is...
He's too busy looking at Jess.
Cherry Brooklyn's bringing her game today. She's brought her A game.
You've really gone... I think you've gone a little beyond what you normally do.
This was a good day. If you ever...
We haven't heard any stories about your two mommies, and that's for another show.
I think we've done all that.
Yeah.
Maybe there's more to that, but I think it's good that you came in on the day you dumped the guy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, you're full of a lot of vim and vigor.
Definitely. I was like, what a better way to celebrate. And I mean celebrate.
Well, I'm glad you can celebrate with us because,
Well, there's still some Stoli left.
There's still some Stoli left. And
folks, I think we've done it all today.
I think we have. I think it's about time to go. But Cherry Brooklyn, I want to thank you once
again.
Let's
give it up for Cherry
Brooklyn. No, thank you very much, gentlemen.
For coming in. You're newly single.
Let's give it up for Cherry Brooklyn and the guy she just dumped. Let's give it up for
him. He's a good guy.
Today?
Yeah.
Was it an email or something? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, no! You didn't even call him?
Can I ask if he
ignored my phone calls, wouldn't talk to me at all, sent me some nasty email, and my reply was like, you know, whatever.
Sucking nuts.
So how, can I ask this, though? How, like, you broke up with the guy today, but when was the last time you banged the guy?
Sunday morning.
Wow! See, that's how you know she's a real horny broad. Because some girls will turn off the sex a month before they dump you.
Nope. Not this one.
And then, I initiated Saturday and Sunday.
Wow.
Sex.
Really?
I'll tell you what.
We had shower sex on Saturday.
Shower sex. I'm giving this a standing ovation.
Then it was do me
real quick
before we have to check out.
Look at this. I'm putting my hand over my heart, Corey. I want to celebrate. I want to celebrate this woman right here, Cherry Brooklyn.
By the dawn's early light.
Shower sex.
What a
3 days.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. Anyway.
You are the real deal. You are the real whore.
This is the most greatest moment of my life.
Thank you for
this is unbelievable. So let's run this one more time. You banged him on Sunday and dumped him today, and which would be Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, you are a special lady.
My mama
and daddy was here.
I wish my mom and daddy was here too. Corey, we really got to go.
Okay.
I want you to play more Travis Cherry Brooklyn. Of course, you were a delight.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Yes, we have a Memorial Day weekend. And God,
at least one guy won't.
Maybe there's a guy from Spain that's in town that'll give it to you.
And now Cherry's going to go hold the guy's wang while he pees. It's going to be delightful.
Something like that. Anyway, we're out of here, guys. Catch you later.